So many of us experience the ironic reality that Christmas can be the most lonely time of our lives. Some of these mixed feelings or sad feelings are difficult to recognize or name. For some of us, the Christmas we celebrate this year pales in comparison to wonderful Christmases of our past, perhaps because we were younger or more innocent then. Perhaps because some of our loved ones who were central to our Christmas are no longer living or are not where I am. Perhaps because the burdens and struggles of my life or changes in the world and war have robbed this Christmas of something that was there before. For some of us, Christmas will just be another day, unable to get out and go to church, to be with a faith community, and without family or friends to be with. Christmas will be a day we are tempted to ignore. For some of us, Christmas inevitably means family conflicts. Facing the days ahead, whether it be the last few remaining parties or conflicting demands of family and friends, or the friends or relatives who drink too much, or the experience I'm having that I drink too much in this season is an easy excuse. For some of us, Christmas challenges us with terrible financial burdens. Children today become victims of the gross commercial exploitation of the day. For those of us struggling to make ends meet on a day-to-day basis, feeling the cultural pressure of buying for our children things which we can't afford can lead us to put more debt on the credit card in ways that simply push us further and further behind. Some of us might be really looking forward to Christmas and not be aware of these struggles with Christmas, yet feel that in spite of our best efforts to make Advent different this year, there is still something missing. We still feel unready for Christmas. For all of us, the story behind these days can draw us in and invite us to bring our lives to the mystery of how Jesus came into this world and why. Our best preparation for the holy night ahead and the joyful morning to follow is to reflect upon how he came. He came in the midst of scandal and conflict. He came in poverty. He was rejected before he was born. He was born in a feed trough. He was hunted down, and he grew up in obscurity. He did not shun our world and its poverty and conflict. He embraced it, and he desires to embrace us today in this day, right where we are, right where we are feeling most distant, right where we are feeling the least religious or ready. If we let him come into our hearts to be our Savior these challenging days, we will find ourselves entering the sacred night and morning of Christmas, joyful and triumphant as never before.